Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to the one and only review show's Mixed Bag, coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I'm joined by the esteemed panel of panelists here at the Super Show. Bill Murphy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to see you once again. Justin, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Can't complain. And our fearless helper and esteemed helper, everything she does, Allie, how are you doing?
Kind of busy trying to fix up your mistakes.
Thank you. Shame on my part. We had a very small, we do a quick fix tonight before we went live doing our show because tonight's our second. Bill, what's our topic again? I forget. I'm drawing a blank already.
Well, in honor of March Madness, we are having another March Madness bracket.
Yes, and this time it's a wit topic again. What topic?
We are doing best pictures from the Oscars.
Correct. So for those of you who don't know, we are doing a March Madness bracket of the best picture winners of all the films majority of the films that came out over the years. We've broken them down by decade or era in general, and the eras are as follows. Bill, what the eras are again?
Up to 1959.
Check.
60s and 70s.
Okay.
80s and 90s, and 2000 to present.
There you go. We're going to do a whole bracket and breakdown what was the best picture winner in our minds of this very hotly debated topic amongst Hollywood and whatnot. So what is the best movie that won best picture? So we're going to get into it just in a second. So
Allie's just going to start on the modern.
Okay.
Because we're
starting off differently tonight.
Ooh. Yes.
So no worries. Allie's all set to go on her end. And as well,
I'm almost on there. So that's why I'm saying go modern, because we'll do the beginning last, and then we'll come around.
Sounds good. Bill, can you share your screen for a second there?
Hold on.
Very technical difficulties already, but it's okay. God, it's all good.
Tonight is okay.
I can do it if you want, actually. I got to pull the
brain. Hold on. Let me just get it up, okay? Let me just share it.
Take your time, bud.
I messed up really badly today.
Take your time.
Okay, this is what we'll do. We're gonna have to alternate this.
No sweat. I gotta pull up here.
Got it. I got it right here. No, wait. Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
That's right. I gotta pull up.
Okay, good.
So where are we? We're starting over here, right? We're starting with the 2000s, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. Here we go.
If you guys want to start with the other one, I'm almost done. I just have to get the last couple.
We will start with the 2000s and work our way back. It's up to you.
Your call.
Let's start with 2000s, guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Ali's fixing the last second there. My mistake. Forgive me. Here we go. We got... So, the number one seed of Lord of the Rings, Return of the King versus Everything Everywhere All at Once. What do we got, guys?
Huh. So, here's the thing. I'm not the biggest fan.
Got it.
Of what?
You're not a big Lord of the Rings fan? Is that what you said?
I'm not a big Tolkien fan.
Really? No. I really like Tolkien.
I thought you did too.
I thought The Hobbit was okay.
I mean, to be fair, the movie, we could spend the next hour talking about Tolkien, whatever, but like the third film in the franchise and the trilogy won Best Picture in 2003-04. So, or everything.
And Ian McKellen was nominated for Gandalf in 2001 or 1999 or whatever, whenever that movie came out.
Right. It was 2001, 2002, 2003. So,
okay. So 2001.
Yeah. So there you go. What do we got? Lord of the Rings or Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I haven't seen either of these movies.
So. I've seen Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it definitely was like very powerful when it comes to relationship between mother and daughter and with everything going on in more like the Asian community. Because okay. This is stuff with the Chinese New Year, how they're it's multidimensional.
Yeah, I'll say this. I definitely will never forget Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I will never look at hot dogs the same way again.
And rocks.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking, guys? Lord of the Rings or Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I'm going Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay.
That one's fresh in my head.
I mean, Lord of the Rings is also like, what, 20-something years ago? There you are, Allie. Thank you. So, only because I've seen Return of the King. I've seen the Lord of the Rings ones once in my lifetime. Not the extended cuts. Those are like 14 hours of just hobbits everywhere. So, you know.
You sound like Sean Connery right now.
I'm sure I do.
I mean, I'll take what's it's now for 800.
Oh my god.
So yeah, and Sean Connery. I'll take James
what
Bond.
What the hell's a bobbit?
Sorry, I sounded like Sean Connery walking all together.
Get on with it!
Jesus.
Put your phone in, JT. Let's go.
Scary. All right, I'm going to say Everything Everywhere.
Okay, let's we got our first upset.
First upset. 16 seed beat the number one seed.
Now for another trouble one. A Beautiful Mind versus 12 Years a Slave. I have seen A Beautiful Mind. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, who wants to get canceled today?
We all do. Let's be real.
You're both
I've only seen parts of 12 Years a Slave. I'm going with A Beautiful Mind. I think it's a great story about John Nash and his struggle with schizophrenia of how to become one of the top physicists in the world. While I have not seen all of 12 Years a Slave, I will acknowledge that it is still an important movie to watch.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick the two, I would say Beautiful Mind.
Here's the thing with Beautiful Mind. A lot of it was given that Hollywood glamour.
Well, Justin, let me ask you something. Yeah, folks, I'm going toe-to-toe with Mr. Film School grad here.
You know what? I'm going to text Matt. As our tiebreaker, Matt will be on call for our final vote.
Well, I don't know if he's actually available, but yeah, text him.
We'll figure it out.
But here's the thing, Justin. When they say based on a true story, you know they're going to make stuff up.
Yeah, but part of what they made up was Jonathan Nash didn't actually see people. It was more paranoid schizophrenia, from what I understand.
Are you a doctor, Justin?
I have a little bit of a better...
Listen. Okay, that was a little... And I apologize for that. But what I'm trying to say is, we don't know what was exactly going on in John Nash's head. I wasn't there. You weren't there.
Yeah, but you would think that Ron Howard would do his research and get firsthand accounts or what have you. That's sort of the responsibility of the filmmaker.
But what was John Nash's response to the film? No, I don't know either, so.
So your point's moot.
But no, I'm still going with Beautiful Mind.
I'm going 12 Years a Slave.
Beautiful Mind. More memories with it.
Sadly, I barely see 12 Years a Slave, but I remember seeing A Beautiful Mind, so I'm going to have to go with A Beautiful Mind.
Justin, drop the mic.
I want the record to state that I stood up for 12 Years a Slave.
We know.
You sure did.
Right, next.
Oppenheimer versus Coda, aka two of the more recent Oscar-winning films, and I think somehow this is going to be a unanimous vote.
I don't think anyone really saw Coda.
Coda was only on Apple TV. That's the problem. Yeah.
And that was during 2020, the year without a movie theater.
It won 2022.
Wait, what?
It won the Oscar in 2022.
Oh, so it came out in 2021.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think there was an Oscar in 2021 because of the COVID thing.
Yeah.
Birds of Prey winning Best Picture.
What a joke.
All right. So what are we voting for?
I'm going with Oppenheimer.
Ditto.
I'm seeing Oppenheimer.
Is it any indication about what else? Let's be Oppenheimer. All
right. Next, I'm going to start this one off because I've only seen one of these movies in my global class in ninth grade. Parasite versus Slumdog Millionaire. I'm going Slumdog.
You saw Parasite in ninth grade?
No, Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, are you a time traveler?
Yes, I am. I'm psychic, by the way.
Okay.
I saw neither of these movies. Parasite was the one of the two or three 2019 movies for nominated for Best Pictures I didn't see.
Mm. Oh, wait, was that the one that beat out Joker and
yes.
Jojo
Rabbit?
And 1917. And
yeah,
bunch of other good movies.
Memorable. That's the thing. Once again, an Oscar-winning movie that pretty much did not deserve to win. That wasn't
Parasite. Yeah,
Jojo Rabbit probably should have won it. I hate to say
Jojo Rabbit was my favorite.
Mine was, and it's weird. Justin, Jojo Rabbit was his number one of 2019. 1917 was my number one of 2019.
Jojo Rabbit's my number one of the 2010s. I will go that far.
So that means you're going to vote Slumdog Millionaire.
You know what? Yeah, I'll go Slumdog Millionaire.
Hmm.
My girlfriend didn't really care for Parasite anyway.
I'll give you the brief synopsis of Slumdog Millionaire. It's about an Indian boy's journey to win.
I know the premise.
So right now it's 2 for Slumdog Millionaire. Are we making it 3?
Yep.
All right.
Upset.
Not really. All right. Number 6, No Country for Old Men versus number 11, Spotlight.
Okay. This is going to make me sound like a bad Catholic, but I'm going with Spotlight.
Right.
I think the movie is about how journalism can reveal powerful institutions. And I think the responsibilities of journalists is to hold powerful institutions accountable.
Bill?
What?
What's the most you ever lost in the coin toss?
What do you mean?
What is the most you ever lost in the coin toss, friendo?
I don't understand the question. Oh, is that that's from No Country for Old Men?
It is.
But I think Spotlight shows what the media is supposed to do, hold powerful institutions accountable. So I'm going Spotlight. Okay, I haven't seen No Country for Old Men. Happy?
That one I've seen. I haven't seen Spotlight, so I'm going No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men is an instant classic. It's one of the Coen brothers' best films. I'm going No Country for Old Men.
Brothers, so if I saw it, I might like it.
It's a somber movie, but it's good. Anton Chigurh is one of the most intense movie villains out there.
Hmm.
Anyways.
All right. JT, you gonna make it easy or make it difficult?
Between No Country for Old Men and Spotlight?
Yes.
I've never even heard of Spotlight. No Country for Old Men, baby. Let's go.
God, these are just blowouts right now.
We're disappointing so many.
Yeah.
All right, next.
The Departed versus the King's Speech. I have never heard of The Departed until I
did. You never, heard of The Departed?
Nope.
I got
my God.
Like, even I've heard of The Departed. Wow. This is
like Marty Scorsese finally
winning an Oscar for this movie.
So that means we're all voting for The Departed.
I mean, the King's Speech was great, but yes, I have to agree with them.
I'll give The King's Speech, very inspirational story, but The Departed, Marty Scorsese.
Also, King's Speech, Harvey Weinstein. Enough said.
That's very accurate there, Justin. Sorry, Allie. I had to burst
your bubble. Fine. Trying to do something here.
The Departed.
Oh, do this.
AKA Boston, the movie.
Hold on, I'm working on something here.
And we had a sequel just this past July. The three of us were there. Weren't we, just? Wasn't it?
The Departed 2. Okay. Yankees at Fenway.
The New Yorkers invade Boston.
That was a great trip.
Departed. All right, next.
Great trip.
Green Book versus Million Dollar Baby.
Okay. Mind if I start? Because I've seen both of these movies.
Bill, are you going to defend Green Book right now?
Actually, no, believe it or not.
Ooh.
I will say this about Green Book. I did like the movie when I first saw it. And I thought there were some things in there that was interesting. Like, I didn't know what a Green Book was until I saw the movie. For those who don't know what that meant, the Green Book is the book they gave to African Americans when they were traveling certain parts of the country of where they could stay that were welcome to them. So I didn't know that. That was actually pretty interesting. And, you know, some of Dr. Shirley's, you know, contention within himself, I thought the film actually did a very good job with that. But overall, I really hate to say this, Green Book was kind of one of those white savory movies. And Justin, can you please explain to the good people what the white savior movies are?
Black folks need to be saved by the white man.
And you know, if you take this versus Black Klansman, a movie that should have won, Green Book is basically, see, Tony and Dr. Shirley are friends. Racism's over.
Mm.
When you look at Black Klansman, it shows racism is still alive and well.
Accurate.
And yeah, but when you look at Million Dollar Baby, this was one of those movies that made me feel uncomfortable, and not in a bad way. Am I making sense here, Justin?
Yes, you are.
Has anyone here seen this movie?
Which one?
Million Dollar Baby.
I heard it's a sports movie, but that's it.
Yeah.
The ending is
part of it.
The ending is
the last 40 minutes or so is
very uncomfortable to watch.
Definitely not a sports movie in the last 40 minutes.
And it drove some controversy too.
It's a topic that is very taboo even today.
And you know, but you know what? I think it made me feel uncomfortable in the way because you really got locked in with this character and you really started liking her. So maybe it's good to feel uncomfortable. And both of these movies started conversations about very uncomfortable topics. But I think Million Dollar Baby, I think, did it more when I think Green Book just whitewashed it.
Mm.
Agreed.
So I'm going Million Dollar Baby.
Same.
JT?
Oh, man.
I didn't think anything yet.
Million Dollar Baby.
Of course, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, yeah. It was terrible. I'm sorry. I tried.
All right. This one's probably going to be the easiest one for the modern. Gladiator versus Anora.
Gladiator.
I mean, I'm not. Are we entertained? Are we not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Yes.
Okay, Gladiator.
All right. Next. Where are we going next?
That wasn't even intentional.
I'm going to go up to the 90s and work our way. Or Zigzagger, no. Hold on, sorry. Let's go here.
Where are we going?
We're going to the 1980s. 80s,
90s. All right. 80s. So number one, Schindler's List versus number 16, Terms of Endearment.
Schindler's List.
Got to be Schindler's.
Schindler's.
Schindler's List.
Wait a minute. Did I make a mistake here? Hold on.
I don't think you did. I think you're thinking.
No, Beautiful Mind was 2000. Who put? Oh my gosh. I'll tell you what the real number eight is, and we'll go from there. Number eight was Platoon.
Okay.
Whoops. That one's my bad.
Yeah, as JT's favorite artist would say, whoops, you messed up.
Hey, leave Megan out of this. Not my favorite artist of all time.
Whoops. Whoopsies.
Just.
All right. Platoon versus Dances with Wolves. Let's go with that.
Platoon,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Really? I was going to say Dances with Wolves because that's the only one I've seen. I have never seen
Kevin Costner dancing.
Are you kidding me, right? I mean,
no, I'm not kidding
we
you.
Watched, Justin and I watched Platoon in our 12th grade English class, didn't we?
And it was amazing.
And I watched Dances with Wolves in my 8th grade history class.
Just okay. Watch William Dafoe's death scene from Platoon. You'll okay. Understand why.
All right. I hope you guys do the right voting on this.
With the accompaniment of Samuel Barber's Adagio in G.
Ahem.
Oh, this is easy. Yeah. The next one.
Let me say this and say loud and clear.
I can't see. What is it?
They may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom.
Versus the boat sinking?
For 2 hours.
Braveheart versus Titanic. Can we all just say it?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Braveheart.
This is basically Titanic. Remember the musical? We're going to sink. We're screwed. We're dead.
I swear to God. I'm so sorry to our listeners.
All right, let's go. Number four, Amadeus versus number 13, The Last Emperor.
Amadeus.
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 Abso-frickin-lutely.
I've killed
you.
All right. Number six, American Beauty versus number 11, Gandhi.
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 Yeah. I don't know. Wait, was American Beauty that horse movie or no?
No, American Beauty was the Kevin Spacey perving out on a teenage girl movie.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right. Silence of the Lamb versus Ordinary People.
I would love this chat, but I'm having a friend for dinner.
Fava beans, baby.
The land stop screaming.
Clarice.
It puts the lotion on its hand. All
right. Silence of the Lambs, 100%.
All right. Number seven.
Little starling.
All right. Unforgiven versus Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Unforgiven.
Oh,
I'm going with Rain Man because I've not seen Unforgiven. Bill?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rain Man.
Take that, Justin.
I don't like how the movie portrayed.
No, listen, I don't either, but.
I agree with you on that. But
no worries. It'll lose in the next round either to Forrest Gump or to Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump or
the English Patient?
I think we all know what we're gonna pick.
Yeah.
They said life was like a box of chocolates, kids.
You know what I think of when I think of the English Patient, that Seinfeld episode when Elaine didn't like it and everyone else liked it? And then she, and then her boss wants to take her to see it, and she's like, "Just stop already!"
Oh my God. Right, let's move on.
We're gonna go to the bottom left, okay?
Yeah. The 70s. Godfather versus My Fair Lady.
Oh, easy for me.
Yeah.
Godfather.
Going unanimous.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, My Fair Lady, but you know, boo.
All right, moving on. Deer Hunter versus Rocky number one.
Rocky one.
Rocky.
Ooh, this is going to be a good one next round.
This is going to be a tough one next one.
All right. Lawrence of Arabia versus Patton, and probably the only all-star, because the only one I can remember hearing about is Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
I'm picking this for Papa Merv, one of his favorite movies. Boom, Patton.
No!
What?
I'm going Lawrence of Arabia.
It's a four-hour
episode. Gentlemen, we're going to hold him by the nose and we're going to kick him in the ass.
Okay.
You tell him.
Sound of Music versus Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say about this one.
I do. What? I'm walking here.
All right. Wait, between Sound of Music and Midnight Cowboy?
Yeah.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. Come on!
Bill?
I haven't seen Midnight Cowboy, so I think it's Sound of Music by default. Even
though damn right you are.
I've seen both of them.
This is a good bracket.
Sorry, Justin. But it'll lose the next round.
Right, it better.
I'm like so close to both of them. I barely remember Midnight Cowboy. All right. These two, I'll be honest, I have not seen either of these. The Stinger and the Heat of the Night.
They call me Mr. Tib.
What was that?
You don't know that line?
No.
From Heat of the Night?
Oh, my God. Oh. Well.
Okay. So you remember in The Lion King when
Mr. Pig.
When Pumbaa says, "They call me Mr. Pig."
Oh, okay.
That's a play on the line from In the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
Sidney Poitier, great performance.
All right.
Just for the name, The Sting. Done. There you go. The Sting.
Bill?
Wow, JT.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna text Matt on this and I'm gonna tie it up. Because he actually has said.
Is he really?
Yes, he has said he would help.
I mean, Sting was in The Police, so
not the same one.
All right.
But not The Sting.
All right, Matt, help us out here.
Or is it? Or you do
Alexis? It's the difference between Batman and The Batman.
If he picks up in a few minutes, while we're waiting, we'll go to the next one. We'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Right, we'll come back to that. All right. Oh, this is a hard one. No, actually,
this is easy for me because I've never heard of Kramer versus Kramer. But I've heard of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So I'm going.
Kramer versus Kramer is the reason why Meryl Streep will never again work with Dustin Hoffman.
Oh wow.
Oh shit.
The more you know.
The more you know.
All right.
I'm going with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Matt has never seen either.
Whoa,
Dr. Hemsley, our dear friend.
Hold on.
The Sting versus, what do you say?
In the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
Ta-da!
So it's going to end up going to the Echo.
Hey, Alex.
So
I'm going One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest
for this part of the bracket. I'm saying Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay,
I'm going Cuckoo's Nest because I can't condone what Dustin Hoffman did on set during Kramer versus Kramer.
All right, I'm going to use Google Randomizer for this one. One, The Sting. Two, In the Heat of the Night. It's two. All right.
Enough said. All right. We did one for the Cougars versus or Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah.
The Apartment versus or Annie Hall. The Apartment. It's more well known.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall.
God damn you.
The Apartment. Because that one I know a little bit because that was actually turned into a musical, Promises, Promises.
We talked about this actually years, I think a couple years ago on our podcast too. We talked about The Apartment at one point too. That's why I know about it. Annie Hall, sorry. So wait, unless it's the musical, Annie, we're together at last, together.
Wait, we're going with The Apartment? No, Annie Hall, right?
I'm saying The Apartment, but that's me.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall.
Oh my goodness. So let me text him again.
Back to Dr. Hemsley.
Alexa, 1 or 2. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Panera. All right.
Matt's about to text me back. While we're waiting, let's make this next one loud and clear. It's Godfather 2.
Absolutely.
I will vote for French Connection in honor of the late, great Gene Hackman.
Oh. Fair enough, but Godfather 2 still wins.
It was a symbolic.
And Matt hasn't seen either one of those. Apartment for Annie Hall.
Hemsley, have you not seen Annie Hall?
Alexa, pick a number between 1 or 2.
Here's a number between 1 and 2. It's 1.
It's Let's go, baby.
I know Woody Allen's a creep, but still.
Wait, it's 2 and 1 for Godfather French Connection, right?
Yes.
JT?
Godfather 2.
All right, it's 3.
All right, there we go up here.
Justin just did a symbolic vote for Gene Hackman.
All right, well, that's fair. That's fair.
All right.
Come on.
This one I had a lot of trickiness to because I had to do a lot of moving parts on. Thanks, JT.
Sorry. I apologize. All right. Now, this section of the show is up to 1959. So all of the films up until 1959. So I think this is self-explanatory. Casablanca or All the King's Men?
Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Look at you, kid.
Put it in there. All right. All Quiet on the Western Front. It doesn't say the word front there, but All the Quiet on the Western Front or Sunrise?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
It's Quiet on the Western
Front. Quiet.
Damn right, it's Quiet. On the Waterfront or How Green Was My Valley? What an upset.
Waterfront.
I've never heard of Irony's. I'm a contender.
I could have classed. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Allie, How Green Was My Valley beat Citizen Kane at Best Picture?
Oh, wow. Yeah, nope. Then On the Waterfront.
So, How Green Was My Valley, I've said this before. If you want to put this in modern day context, it is based like what Shakespeare in Love was, because Shakespeare in Love ended up beating Saving Private Ryan. Yeah. How Green Was My Valley is just known for beating Citizen Kane, but more people know Citizen Kane than How Green Was My Valley.
Right. So. Oh, wait, did I go On the Waterfront twice again? Darn it. Why am I doing things?
That's all right. Take it. I will cover for you. Huh? Like,
you so. Keep going. I think we know where the next one is. I got to go figure out.
What's the next one?
Okay, I know what this one is supposed to be.
All right, Ben-Hur or You Can't Take It With You?
Ben-Hur.
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 Benny and her.
It's Rebecca versus The Lost Weekend.
Sorry, Rebecca versus The Lost Weekend. I think Rebecca. Just
never heard of either of them.
Never heard of them either.
Rebecca has Humphrey Bogart in it. That's why I'm saying that. So.
All right, I'll go Rebecca to Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, and sure.
Best to ever do it.
One so for Humphrey.
Again? Wait, didn't I All Quiet Western
Front? Another for All Quiet for the Western
Front.
Hold on.
I don't know what the hell is going on here today.
Take your time.
No. Oh, my gosh. What am I missing here? Can we just skip that one for like 1 second?
Yes. I'll skip it for you 1 sec.
I think I know what that one's supposed to be.
Yes.
Okay. That one's supposed to be You Can't Take It With You, but that one will move up there. Lost Weekend, Sunrise. That's what's supposed to be now. Okay.
All right.
No, but we did Sunrise. What the hell? Oh, then I guess it's Best Years of Our Lives then? I don't know.
It's Best Years of Our Lives. It's not on there. You're good.
Okay. Because that was supposed to be higher.
Yeah, sorry to all my listeners out there.
All right.
Oh, my Lord.
All Out Eve or Best Years of Our Lives?
I'm going to say All Out Eve. I've never heard of either one, but let's do that.
That's why I'm going to say Best Years of Our Lives. I've never heard of either of them.
Let's go All Out Eve.
All Out Eve. Okay.
Justin?
All Out Eve.
Unanimous.
And we said we're back to the other one, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Bridge on River Kwai, or It Happened One Night?
Bridge on River Kwai.
All right. Gone with the Wind or Marty? Well, Gone with the Wind, obviously.
Gone with the Wind?
Frankly, my dear.
I don't give a damn.
All right. And now what we're going to do is we're going to stay here. We're going to start our next round here, and then we'll work our way back.
Sounds good. You got it.
Because I'm all working my way back to you.
So this one's a fun one. Casablanca versus All Quiet in the Western Front.
Casablanca.
I am shocked. Shocked that there's gambling going on here.
Never talk. On the Waterfront versus Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
I'm going to go Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
It's an epic.
And that's probably whoever is winning Ben-Hur and Casablanca is going to win this bracket.
For sure.
Okay.
So Rebecca versus All Out Eve.
Let's go Rebecca.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, that's not supposed to be all about Eve, right?
All Out. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know anymore.
I'll check really quick.
I don't know anymore. This is not my day.
All about. Sorry about that. Typo. It's okay.
I'll just leave it for now. So it's all about Eve or Rebecca?
Rebecca.
I actually changed it to all about Eve now.
I'm sticking with Rebecca, Bill.
No, Rebecca.
All right. Bridge on River Kwai or Gone with the Wind?
This
Bridge is over River Kwai.
River Kwai.
Really? No, you guys are picking that over Gone with the Wind.
I mean, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Let's see if you can get this.
Has he just bombarding with movies he's never seen?
Has he seen both, though?
He probably has seen Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
I mean, Bridge over River Kwai is one of the most iconic bridge destruction sequences in cinema history.
Let's see what he says.
Correct, Justin. Correct.
All right, Matt. Come on. Come on, pick up. Because this is the last one before we move on to the 60s and the 70s. I mean, we could start it while we wait. He's not picking up right away. We'll come back to it for now.
Okay. So
and then we'll make it tougher for Matt.
All right. So let's go down to 60s and 70s. We're going to go to the next round.
This is a topic.
Hey, Godfather versus Rocky One.
Godfather.
Justin?
Godfather.
As much I love both of these movies. In my top 10. But you got to go with a film that is absolutely immaculate, and that is The Godfather.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My dad has the original Rocky poster. But I still think
I love Rocky. One of my favorite, another one of my favorite movies. But it's the freaking Godfather.
All right. Should we just have the echo answer because Matt's not answering?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Alexa, pick a number between one and Alexa, number between one and two.
I pick three.
One and two. It's two.
It's Gone with the Wind.
So it's like Bridge on the River Kwai, chances are Gone with the Wind.
Lawrence of Arabia versus Sound of Music.
Lawrence of Arabia.
The hills aren't alive today.
They never were.
No, in fact, they're pretty sandy.
That was a good one.
The heat of the night, one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
One flew over.
Yeah. The Apartment versus Godfather 2.
Godfather 2.
Godfather Part 2. the first sequel to ever win to win Best Picture.
Wow. 2 years after the original, too.
Right, going up to the 90s and 80s.
All right, 1 second. I'm going over there now. Sorry about that. Hold on. All right. All right. Schindler's List or Platoon?
Schindler's List, obviously.
Platoon.
I'm going to say Schindler's List only because.
Bill?
I'm going to make this difficult. Here, your Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Platoon's a very good film. But
did it change?
Schindler's List showed you the horrors of.
Yeah.
Yes. And Platoon, I can actually rewatch.
That's a fair point.
Braveheart versus Amadeus.
Braveheart.
Amadeus.
Braveheart. Well, we tied again?
We tied.
Matt. I hope he didn't pick up this time.
All right. Is it we have to go to Google Echo.
Amadeus.
Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2. Damn it, you 7. Stupid idiot. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
Here's a number between 1 and 2. It's 1.
It's Braveheart.
Damn it.
Okay. Next.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's probably my favorite one on this whole thing.
Gandhi versus Silence of the Lamb.
Silence of the Lambs. Sorry, Ben Kingsley. And he did a great job too, but Silence of the Lambs.
Justin?
Gandhi has a special place in my heart, so I'm going Gandhi.
All right.
I feel like I can remember Gandhi more than I can remember Silence of the Lambs. Sorry.
Oh, Wally. Oh, no.
I hate doing this again. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
Here's a number between 1 and 2. It's 1.
Oh, that's enough.
Wow.
At this point, we should just make Alexa official voter.
All right, next one.
All right, next one done. Rain Man or Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Run, Forrest, run.
All right. And now we're back to the 2000s and 2010s and whatnot. All right. Everything Everywhere All at Once or Beautiful Mind? I'm going to say Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful Mind.
No diss to Everything Everywhere. We're just saying so.
All right. Oppenheimer versus Slumdog Millionaire.
Oppenheimer
to win the whole thing.
It might.
Let's face it. Bill pushed Godfather all the way.
Oh, we'll see.
Godfather versus Oppenheimer. We know this.
All right.
No Country for Old Men versus the Departed.
Departed.
Really? I'm going No Country for Old Men.
Ooh. Justin, you want to make this easy or make this difficult?
Oh, I like it hard. No Country. No,
that's what she said.
That's what she said.
Sorry, Justin, you walked right into that one.
Yeah, that's also what she said.
So you're going No Country for Old Men.
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to kill me, Justin. I hope you know this. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
That's also what she said.
It's No Country for Old Men.
Oh, my God.
I gotta edit this. Hold on.
All right, take your time. All right.
I mean, let's face it. The Departed was the equivalent to Scorsese's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Hey, but he finally won a Best Picture.
No. Move on. Apple.
So we have, hold on one sec. The next one down.
Right here, I need to add this one here. Okay, hold on. I need this one as well. Let's
see. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Panera Bread.
Okay, let's see if this works now.
We are not sponsored. Sponsor us, right. Please.
Should work. Right. Yep, got it. All right, next.
Million Dollar Baby versus Gladiator. Gladiator.
Gladiator. Boys.
Bill, do you want to start or should I?
You first.
So here's the thing. the more fun of movie would be Gladiator, hands down. But in terms of what will tug at your heartstrings more, it's all the way going to be Million Dollar Baby.
My vote is for Gladiator, but that's me.
So, Justin, what's your vote?
Million Dollar Baby.
Bill, make the Bill.
I agree with what Justin said, but I got to go Gladiator.
Gladiator it is. Back over to
Well, do you guys want to stay here and work our way around again?
We could do, let's go back to 1959. I got it. Here we go.
You're not the one who has to do this. I'm the one that has to edit all this.
No, I'm moving the screen now. Sorry about that.
All right, next.
All right. So this is going to be tough, guys. Ready?
Yeah.
Casablanca versus Ben-Hur. It's easy for me, but...
All right, then you start.
Casablanca.
All right, so one is an epic Coliseum movie.
Yeah, and one is a classic.
The other is a noir World War II set drama.
Correct. And it was great. I saw it in theaters when it was re-released, too.
I saw it in my grandparents' house.
Nice.
All right. So what's the vote?
I'm going Casablanca.
I will go Casablanca.
Unanimous then. All right. And I think this next one should be easy for both of us, but all of us. But Rebecca or Gone with the Wind?
I'm still Gone with the Wind.
Hold on.
Take your time.
No, I'm good. You guys keep talking.
All right. Rebecca.
Only because I've never seen Rebecca.
So Gone with the Wind by default.
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty much. Humphrey Bogart is in Rebecca, but that's really all I know about it. So, yeah. All
right. Next.
Ooh. Ready, everyone? Godfather or Lawrence of Arabia?
Godfather. No ifs, ands, or
Godfather.
Wow. That's actually harder than I thought.
But do you know how beautiful Lawrence of Arabia is?
It is, but I got to remember which one I can remember more. Lawrence of Arabia, I cannot sit there for 4 hours watching it. I can sit there watching 2.5-3 hours of Godfather.
Even the Godfather Coda.
All 7 hours of that one.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the individual film here, Justin.
Yeah, but both Godfather and Godfather 2 aren't still in the game.
True.
Oh, dude. So are you voting Godfather or you voting Lawrence of Arabia, Justin?
I'm voting whatever's going to raise your blood pressure.
Should I piss everyone off and say Lawrence of Arabia?
No.
That's no diss to the Godfather.
But it's the freaking Godfather. This is okay. You know what? How many memorable lines are there from Lawrence of Arabia, Justin?
How many memorable shots do you have from Godfather?
Oh, let's see. What do you mean memorable shots? The horse's head, the Luca Brasi sleeping with the fishes.
That's a line, not a shot.
No, I was trying to describe the scene by saying the line. Luca Brasi getting whacked, the toll booth scene, the restaurant scene, all of those shots, all of those edited beautifully. And you know what? One of my favorite scenes, which is the restaurant scene. You know what makes that scene so great? And a lot of people don't memorize this, recognize this. Justin, that scene about when he's about to get up and do the deed.
The subway.
The subway. That is matching the beating of his heart. That is absolutely brilliant. And if you sit here and tell me that a 4-hour desert movie can do better than that,
Whoa. Did you just call Lawrence of Arabia one of the greatest movies of all time?
Yes.
A cinematic marvel. A four-hour desert movie?
Yeah.
Damn.
If you're going to...
Someone's screaming.
Again, if you think that is going to... That is better than... Then, dude, I got a four-hour... Then I got a bridge to sell you. I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
Well, I got a bridge in River Kwai to sell you.
All right. I'm glad you guys didn't want to talk. And I had to go find my computer.
Let's hear it.
What's that?
Why do you think Lawrence of Arabia is better than The Godfather? Go.
Bill, I can't hear you. Allie's camera's too loud.
No.
Why do you think Lawrence of Arabia is better than The Godfather?
Okay. No need to shout.
Okay. Please get your case.
I don't know. I just wanted to mess with you.
Oh my god, you're terrible!
Put me in the hospital.
Yep.
Can we get a serious vote and not put me in the hospital, please?
All right. So, is it Godfather or Lawrence? What are we going with?
I've got. You know where my vote is. I'm going with Godfather.
Listen, my vote doesn't matter. You're all going to vote Godfather anyway. So. I was just wasting time.
How dare you waste time?
I'm glad you wasted time because I needed to find my computer charger. So I'm glad you did that.
There you go. I was doing a service to the show.
She was stalling us. The Godfather? Oh my God. I didn't even vote. What the hell? Fine.
Yeah, you did. Let's be honest. You did.
I'm thinking the Godfather versus Godfather, people. Come on.
Oh, that's oh no. We can't do this.
We can do it.
Okay. Godfather 2.
Yeah, I'm sure. I want to see Godfather versus Godfather.
Godfather Part 2 versus One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Let me make a case for One Flew Over.
Both of them very good movies, but go ahead.
Two of the best of all time.
One of the beautifully saddest endings.
Oh, it was.
Like, when the guy euthanized Jack Nicholson's character, like, by suffocating him with a pillow, spoiler alerts, like, that was a mercy kill. And it was haunting. Godfather 2, yes, it's brilliant. No question about it. The kiss of death that Michael gives Fredo, iconic.
The ring of fire. Sorry.
But that ending will stick with me forever.
And while I do agree with you, that ending is great. That ending is great. I'm not going to debate you on that. But you got to look at it this way, though. Godfather 2. Think about it this way, Justin. It is hard to win Best Picture.
Yeah.
But you know how hard it is to do it with the sequel of the first film? Like, this was the first sequel that won Best Picture.
Okay, like, yeah, that's a great achievement, but that doesn't necessarily mean in and of itself it's a better movie than One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No,
In and of itself. Just saying.
But you know what I think is great about Godfather 2? We see the origins of Vito Corleone. We see his origins. We see what is... We see the intertwining of him and his father. And while I do think the ending of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is great, but the ending of Godfather 2, which...
Yes. Yes, I will give you the ending of Godfather 2 was excellent. The scene where they're all gathered at dinner and Michael Corleone is the only one sitting at the table at the very end. Excellent.
And then they show him sitting on the dock of his house. Because it's, you know, it really shows how, you know, it's sort of like comparing Vito Corleone's death in Godfather 1 and Michael Corleone's death in Godfather 3. For all those who hate Godfather 3, just don't worry. This comparison will pass in a minute, I promise.
Send all hate mail to Bill at 1-800-GOT-BILL.
But you know what? It shows right there that Michael and Vito's... That Vito at the end of Godfather, that showing those two things, like ending Vito's story and Michael's story in Godfather 2, is showing that Vito is being loved by his family while his birthday is being celebrated. While Michael K just left and took the kids, and Michael's just sitting there alone. So I think it really shows you, and tying into the 1-3 ending, is that Vito is the better person while Vito is bringing people in, Michael's pushing people away.
Yeah.
How's that for someone who didn't go to film school, Justin?
All right, let's say this about Godfather 2. And this is actually a commentary on prequels altogether, because let's face it, Godfather 2 is in part a prequel.
It is.
By nature, prequels rob itself of tension because you already have an idea how things are going to turn out for the characters.
Okay, I'll give you that. But, you know, other of... When I was just talking about the restaurant scene, Godfather 1, but what about that the scene when Fredo gets whacked in Godfather 2?
The scene on the boat?
Yeah, and he's saying the Hail Mary to himself. That is bone-chilling.
Yeah.
It's like he knows he's going to get whacked. And is, at the end of the day, trying to make peace with God. But you know, I think why Godfather 2 is great, and then before we open up the floor here, because Justin, how many doctoral theses can I write on these two movies?
14,842.
But this movie really shows you, when you said, okay, the prequel is predestined everybody's fate, but you gotta look at it this way. This really shows you Michael's rise of evil.
Yes.
It shows you Mike, because at the end of Godfather 1, he's starting his rise. Don't ask me about my business, Kay, but Godfather 2, it's like his evil is then cemented.
Which, I would have argued that his evil was kind of cemented by the baptism of blood in the first one.
But, my favorite scene in the movie, by the way.
Yes. Excellent, excellent scene. I'm still gonna go One Flew Over because
I like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I thought Jack Nicholson did a great job. And that scene, no, you are right. That ending is bone chilling. So I'm not gonna fight you on that. Okay, let's all right, so I'm voting for Godfather 2.
I already said Godfather 2. JT?
Godfather 2, end this discussion.
All right.
But no, Justin, you made very good points, though.
We got to move on.
Yeah. All
right, let's go on.
All right, let's go over to... The version of our debate is going to be released soon on DVD.
All right,
honestly,
kids.
Honestly, that should be its own mini clip for the channel.
Put that up there, JT. Okay, next.
Schindler's List or Braveheart?
Braveheart.
I gotta go Braveheart. It's more lighter than Schindler's List.
Well, not really, but I get your point, though.
You know what? I'm not giving Mel Gibson the satisfaction. Schindler's List.
Oh, JT!
Oh, no!
Yes!
That's right. I pulled out the Mel card.
You bastard.
Whoa, language people.
We keep a PG-13 here. Don't worry.
Do we ever?
No.
Sometimes we don't. Not tonight, at least. I'm going to say, you know what? Spielberg, Schindler's List.
Uh-oh.
I hate you guys so much. Make my life even worse.
Well, you guys can change your votes.
Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
Here's a number between 1 and 2. It's 2. It's
Braveheart.
No.
Mel Gibson wins again.
Strikes again.
Hopefully you'll lose next round. Don't worry.
Gandhi or Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Gump? What kind of name is that?
All right. This is tougher.
A Beautiful Mind or Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer.
Really?
Oppenheimer.
Nolan.
Your favorite director, JT.
The one director with the most similar.
Right. No Country for Old Men, and I forgot what number. Oh, No Country for Old Men versus Gladiator.
Oh, Gladiator.
Gladiator.
No Country for Old Men.
You bastard.
It's so great.
I know.
You know what? I want to be different here, and I'm going No Country for Old Men as well. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
Here's a number between 1 and 2. It's 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Now we're down to the final four.
No, final 8.
Final 8. Sorry.
Elite 8.
All right. Back over here. Casablanca or Gone with the Wind? Casablanca.
I'm going Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Has aged better than Gone with the Wind has.
Nothing against Gone with the Wind.
Most definitely.
All right.
Now the most difficult one.
Let's keep this short.
The Battle of the Godfathers.
Godfather 1.
Justin, I'm going to let you go.
Versus Godfather 2. Godfather 1.
I'm going to go Godfather 1.
As much as I love Godfather 2, I got to go Godfather 1.
It's unanimous.
And Godfather 2 is a great sequel, though, by the way.
You mean prequel? I'm just kidding. Sorry, I had to.
All right.
Oh, my Lord. Braveheart versus Forrest Gump.
I gotta go Forrest Gump.
Sorry, I got to go Forrest Gump.
Our revenge against Mel Gibson. We let him there.
I didn't even vote yet. What the hell? All right.
Oh, my God. If this was not a PG-13 stream, I would say something right now.
All right.
So don't you dare.
So now the question is, does Oppenheimer make it to the final four? Yes or no?
Oppenheimer versus Gladiator.
Oppenheimer.
Wow, it does.
Final four, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what I say to Gladiator.
You're not entertaining.
It's not entertained.
All right. Casablanca versus Godfather.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I'm going to say this. As much as I like Casablanca, I feel like the movie I can watch over and over again would be Godfather.
The rewatchability factor, okay.
Listen, with all due respect to Casablanca, I think it is a great movie, but it's The Godfather. Come on. And listen, Justin, if we had more time, we'd probably have like a 6-hour debate right now, wouldn't we?
You probably.
We've got to go to work in the morning.
I do too.
But aren't you not entertained by watching this, people?
Listening to
Allie, you're lucky that you have to work in the morning.
I do too.
So I will just keep my mouth shut.
No, Justin.
What, Justin? You guys can have a whole conversation about this as soon as we're done with this bracket, because I will be leaving as soon as we declare a winner.
All right, Justin, fair enough. Be honest. I won't wig.
Honestly, I picked The Godfather.
Oh, I thought you would pick Casablanca.
I thought you picked Casablanca too for a second. Oh, wait a second. No. It can't end like this.
Okay. I told you it was going to end like this.
Forrest Gump versus Oppenheimer. Who comes out on top?
Oh, God, I hate this.
Well, we knew it was going to come down to this.
Someone said that last one point.
Mm. The life of a genius versus the life of a simpleton.
He's a local idiot. What a dullard.
But yet this local idiot actually had a really good journey.
No.
Yeah.
He's a dullard, but he really like... Plus, you don't know what a dullard is. Just Google the word dullard and you'll understand what I'm talking
about. That's like JT's favorite word of all time.
It's
all
one right. of my top 10 words.
I'm going to make this painless. I'm going Forrest Gump.
Oh, my God. Justin, I'm going to let you go.
There are some aspects of Forrest Gump that doesn't exactly age well.
True.
So I will go Oppenheimer.
I'm going to go, as much as I liked Oppenheimer, I got to go Forrest Gump. I think the movie is absolutely brilliant. It's quotable as hell. I think as much as I liked, and I liked Oppenheimer. It was my number one movie of 2023.
And Jenny is absolutely awful.
Not Barbie.
Yeah, she is. But you know what? I think Forrest Gump is a movie that people can relate to a little more than Oppenheimer.
This is so easy for me. I'm saying Forrest Gump.
Wow.
All right. Now it's a tough one, people.
Wow. Goddamn.
Godfather versus Forrest Gump.
Godfather 1 versus Forrest Gump.
Okay. Whoa. Is a tough one, folks.
Is it, though?
Well, what's your response, Justin?
Honestly, with these two, I would have chosen Godfather.
Wow.
No!
JT, no. You make your pick and why?
You know, I'm going to make the pick. So that way you both have to figure this out. Between these two.
I already know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
We all know where you're going.
You all know where I'm going.
You're going to the Italian restaurant in the corner.
You're going to Sicily.
And that's coming from the Irishman. I'm going.
With his birthday on Monday.
Yes, it is. I'm going with The Godfather. As much as I love Forrest Gump. Come on, it's the freaking Godfather.
I'm going to have to disagree with you both. I'm going with Forrest Gump on this one. Okay.
Justin is up to us now, right?
No, he already
picked. I already voted.
It's on you, JT.
No, I don't.
You are the fearless leader, remember?
God,
you can make this easy for us and we can all
JT, with great power comes great responsibility.
But also with great responsibility. Damn it, I can't even say it. I can't say
Make it easy.
All right, JT, make your pick.
All right, I'm going to say this really quick, but Forrest Gump, I feel, is much more of a quotable movie, in my opinion, but The Godfather is more iconic of a film.
Never mind.
No, don't go there. God damn it, don't go there. All right, you know what? Honestly, The Godfather, end this discussion right now.
Good.
Godfather has won the bracket.
And good night.
Godfather has won the...
Wow, she wasn't kidding. She just up and left.
All right, guys. So that is it for tonight, I take it.
But that's all, folks. Allie had to dip, unfortunately. But yeah. We want to thank you all for watching, listening, however you enjoy tonight. Thanks so much for tuning to our podcast, as always. I want to thank these two... Allie had to dip, but I want to thank Bill and Justin for doing this podcast with us, as always.
Thank you, as always.
As of course, Bill, you have a sports thing.
Sports Insanity podcast on the Sports Insanity Network. Check us out. We're on all platforms. March Madness starts next week. We got baseball coming up. Check us out on all platforms.
And I want to thank Justin for being a part of us, as always. Your esteemed knowledge is unparalleled and unmatched, my friend. Congratulations.
Pleasure arguing with you, Justin.
That was an intense debate, not going
to
lie.
You are a worthy opponent, sir.
I tip my hat to you.
As I do to you.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, that's our podcast for this evening. Don't forget to follow us on our social media page as well, simply at The Superview Show. On Facebook and Instagram, simply at The Superview Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. But for all of us here at the Super View Show, stay safe.
Take care.
Take care. And
be awesome.